Good morning, everybody. I'm so excited. It's time for the pageant. So I want to make sure if you're in the pageant, that now is the time for you to straighten your halos and put your hats back on and find your props. If you have things that you were coloring or using in the early part of the service, maybe you can put those down. Are you ready? Is everybody ready? Kids, are you ready? Yeah, well, we have about 30 children participating in the pageant today. Some are on the stage, some are on video, some are both. I just want you to open your hearts and get ready to hear this important story that the children are going to share with you. All right. Okay. In the land of the Hebrews, in a town called Nazareth, lived a girl named Mary. One day, this girl was going about her ordinary work when suddenly an angel appeared to her.
Don't be afraid, Mary. You are very special to God.
Why are you here? What do you want?
I have a message for you from God. You're going to have a baby boy. He will be God's son and you will name him Jesus.
Me? But how could this be true?
Nothing is impossible for God.
I trust God. Whatever God says, I will do.
Mary was engaged to a carpenter named Joseph, who was a descendant of David. When Joseph found out Mary was going to have a baby, he wasn't sure what he should do.
What am I going to do? I can say I don't believe her, but what if she's telling the truth? What if her child really is the Son of God? How can I know?
One night, as Joseph was asleep, an angel appeared to him in a dream.
About becoming Mary's husband. God is doing something wonderful. Mary will have a baby who is God's gift to the whole world. You will name him Jesus.
I trust God. Whatever God says, I will do.
Months later, Caesar Augustus, the Roman emperor, issued a decree that all people must be counted and taxed.
Now hear this, a decree from Caesar. Every citizen must be registered. Everyone is ordered to travel to the hometown of his ancestors for the official census.
I'm sorry, Mary, but we have to go to Bethlehem to register. It's the town of my great-great-great-great-grandfather, David.
It will be a difficult journey. The baby is almost due to be born, but I am strong and I am willing.
So Joseph and Mary packed their things and started an uphill and downhill journey about 90 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. After many days of walking, Joseph and Mary finally arrived in Bethlehem. The town was crowded with people who had come to register for the census, and every guest room was full.
"Please, don't you have anywhere we could spend the night? Mary needs a place to rest. She's going to have her baby very soon, maybe even tonight."
"Sorry, poor
fool.
You can stay in my stable with the animals."
That night, Jesus was born, a real baby with tiny fingers and toes, a baby who cried and ate and slept like other babies. But this wasn't just any baby. Jesus was God with us. Mary wrapped him tightly in strips of cloth. Joseph put some hay in the animal's feed trough called a manger to make a bed for Jesus. That same night, a group of shepherds were taking care of their sheep in the hills outside of Bethlehem.
"Sure is quiet tonight.
Nothing exciting ever happens when it's our turn to watch the sheep."
"I'm tired. Counting sheep puts me to sleep."
Suddenly, a bright light appeared before the shepherds.
"It's an angel!"
"Don't be afraid. God has sent me to give you good news. Tonight in your town, a baby has been born. His name is Jesus. He is the one the world has been waiting for. This baby is your king, your savior, Christ the Lord. You will find him wrapped up snugly in strips of cloth and lying in the manger."
Suddenly, the whole sky was filled with angels praising God. It was quite a celebration. The shepherds were amazed by all they had seen and heard. Michael.
I've never seen anything like that.
Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the angels have told us about.
The shepherds hurried into town. There they found Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, just as the angel had said. After they met Jesus, the shepherds went out, shouting the good news to everyone.
Good news.
We have seen the Messiah.
The King is born.
Let's tell everyone.
Good news.
Away from Bethlehem, there lived astronomers who studied the stars. On that night, they noticed a very bright new star. It was the star God had put in the sky when Jesus was born.
It's a clear night, good for studying stars. Every night, I check my charts to see if anything has changed. Wow.
When a new star appears in the sky,
So the Magi and their caravan set out on their journey. They didn't know where they were going, but they knew they would find a king. They took fine gifts and followed the star. Every night for nearly 2 years, the Magi followed the star. Finally, the star led them to the city of Jerusalem. They searched the city, asking everyone where they could find the new king.
Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews?
There are a lot of children in the city, but I haven't heard anything about a baby king.
We are searching for a new king. Where can we find him?
Maybe you should visit the palace. King Herod lives there.
Now, King Herod was the ruler of Israel at the time of Jesus' birth.
I am such an important king. Handsome, powerful, the only king. Everyone in my kingdom loves me or fears me.
Pardon me, King Herod, your majesty. I have received information that there are some strangers from the east in search of a new king.
What? I am the only king here.
But a caravan has arrived in the city claiming that a new king has been born.
Is there something in the prophecies about the birth of a new king?
This is what the prophet Micah has written. But you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, from you a ruler will come. He will rule my people Israel like a shepherd.
A king from Bethlehem? That's just a little town. Bring those travelers to me. I'll get to the bottom of this.
And so the Magi were brought before Herod.
Who are you and what do you want?
We are astrologers from the east.
About 2 years ago, a bright new star began to shine in the sky.
When a new star appears, that means a king has been born. We followed the star and it led us all the way here.
We believe the king has been born in Israel. We have come to worship him.
Our prophets have spoken of a king in Bethlehem. Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for this child. And when you find this king, report to me so that I may go and honor him too.
But Herod was lying. He didn't want to honor Jesus. Herod was jealous. He didn't want there to be a new king. Herod wanted to be the only king. He wanted to get rid of Jesus. The caravan left Jerusalem and started toward Bethlehem. And look, the star went ahead of them again. When the Magi saw the star, they were filled with joy. They followed the star out of the big city, along the road, and into the little town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
This isn't a palace. This is just a little house. But the star led us here. This must be the place.
The Magi went in and found the child Jesus with his mother Mary. They rejoiced because they knew that this was the child they'd been looking for. The Magi opened their treasure chests and offered a gift of gold. They gave him a gift of frankincense, a sweet-smelling resin from the east. They brought a gift of myrrh, an expensive resin with an earthy fragrance. After the Magi worshipped Jesus, God warned them not to tell Herod where Jesus was. God knew that Herod wanted to hurt Jesus. The Magi did what God told them to do. They went home another way, and they told others that Jesus had come for the whole world. Thank you, everyone. You did an amazing job. Didn't they do an amazing job?